Well, there it is. Wipe the sleep out of your eyes. Get ready, because if you're not awake by now, you're never going to be. I'm sorry, I hate to start off on a sour note there, but with the craziness going on in the world and everything that's happening every day, multiple times a day, if you're not awake to the fact that something is going on, I just don't see it happening. But welcome, welcome to Reflections in the Dark here on Firefall Talk Radio. I'm Richard Grund, and he's Joe Citron.
That is correct. This is Joe Citron, and I am very happy to be here. It's been a while, Richard. It seems like it's been a while since our last show. And, you know, I understand, you know, summer's here, and, you know, we do things, and things happen, and but you know what? I was looking forward to this show all day long, so it should be a great show. I'm excited about it. I want to welcome all our listeners and glad that you can be with us here in a nice summer day. How are you over there? How's the weather out there in Florida land?
Well, it's 80s. We had some sun, a little clouds. Luckily, it hasn't rained yet. It might, but I really didn't get to hang out in the pool. I was out there for about 30 minutes because I was working on the studio. I was climbing ladders and hanging soundproof drapes and building things. And, of course, I'm paying for it now, but I made a lot of progress today. So, and I hope to have the studio completely done this week so we can begin to start testing the lights and working on recording. Pretty exciting, I got to tell you, looking at the soundproof drapes, looking at some of the things coming together, boxes of equipment and things that have to be put up. It's an exciting time here on Firefall Talk Radio.
And that's always good. And, you know, that's exactly what we need. Going through our seasons. And how many seasons is it? Are we on five?
Yeah, we're over five now. It was five in May, I think.
Wow. So, I mean, think about it. We've come a long way, and when you even think of this, think of the vision that we had, the vision you had with Firefall, and you know, I remember when you were explaining it, and I was like, okay, that makes sense, I get it, but you know, you have to start somewhere, and we started and inched our way, one show, two, three, four, and all of a sudden, it just started flowing, and here we are, over five seasons later, and still going strong, so It is. It's really something to see everything develop. It takes time. You know, it doesn't happen in 5 months. Yeah, even I think 5 years is a good track for where we're at right now. So, you know, had some good cases, done a lot of things, helped a lot of people. So I hope that, you know, Reflections in the Dark can continue and continue strong.
Yeah, it'd be nice to segue this from radio into online video, maybe even, you know, a regular show format, but, you know, we'll see. It's a lot of work, and, you know, right now we don't have all pieces in place to sustain it, so we'll just see how it goes. But the world's gone nuts. If I could just go to a Caribbean island somewhere and turn everything off and spend my time in prayer and study and whatever, I would probably consider it, but I know we can't because people need to know. They need to understand. We need to come together. But it's hard to watch what's going on in the world and not keep your head tilted toward the sky and waiting for that sound, the sound of the heavenly shofar.
I totally agree. I mean, personally, I would have to say this. Where we are right now, and the things that I'm witnessing, you know, and you as well. I mean, the articles that are out there, you know, stuff that's floating on the web, what we actually watch on the news. I mean, it's just chaotic. It's something that I can't explain it because, you know, this has been happening for a while, but the way it's happening and the things we're seeing with the marine life and the sharks and it's really unbelievable. And it's almost like, Richard, and here's a strange part. And then, you know, maybe I'm taking it to a little bit too much, but there's a couple of videos out there that you've seen, even when you had, I think it was a hammerhead. It might've been a hammerhead shark was a hammerhead shark in one video. The other video, I believe, was a lemon shark, leopard shark. I'm not sure which one it was, but they got washed up to shore or something like that. And you actually see people trying to help them. On the hammerhead, I think the hammerhead had a couple of hooks in its mouth. And, you know, it seems like, and this is what I'm going with it, it almost seems like the way the chaotic state that everybody's in, it's almost like it's forcing or showing how we are working with marine life, animals, almost kind of like, it's almost kind of like a bonding thing in its own weird way. It's almost like we all know something is happening. Some of the stuff that we see is so bizarre, and it's like, okay, what can we do to show a little goodness in the world? So when you're filled with so much negativity, to see something like that, or to watch, you know, how many people would take that shark and say, you know what, maybe we should beat it because we could end up saving somebody's life, you know, that goes swimming and maybe that shark would have attacked them. So it's almost like when you see something good happen in the world right now, it's more appreciative because it's something that we don't see much anymore.
No, it's just all of creation's out of whack. I pulled Luke 21 and the, you know, the end time scriptures in the Bible, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and I think Mark 13, but Luke 21 ties into a lot of what I want to try to cover tonight if we have enough time. And in it, of course, they want to know what will be the signs of the end. And so what he says is, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and saying the time has come. And basically what Jesus of Nazareth is saying, there's going to be a lot of people are going to use my name. They're even going to say that I'm the Messiah and say it's time, but it hasn't happened yet. Wars, insurrections, don't panic. These things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing that in the Middle East and all over the world. Great earthquakes. Hopefully we'll get to it, but they're predicting the Pacific Northwest could go at any moment. And when it does, places like Seattle and Portland will be gone. There will be great earthquakes and famines and plagues in many lands. Somebody just died from the old-fashioned plague just recently. Terrifying things and great miraculous signs in heaven. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing signs in the heaven. We're seeing Jerusalem about to be surrounded by armies as ISIS keeps moving. Getting down, verse 25, and there'll be strange signs in the sun, the moons, and the stars. Well, we've got them. And strange sounds in the sky. Now, we've talked about this before, but it's back in the news. And scientists are beginning to try to come up with an answer, but I have a clip of one that just took place in Jersey City. I had the clip. What did I do with it? There you are. Let me just play this clip and show you, let you listen to what was just recorded about a month or two ago in Jersey City. Man opened his window. This is what he recorded. That particular clip goes on for another minute. This is middle of the day. Sunshine is out. Somebody posted under the story that they hear that in the middle of the night. So we've talked about this before. Some are saying that it's Earth, the Teutonic plates, which could be happening because we just talked about all the shifting that's going on with the Earth right now, the potential earthquakes. This one out in Portland even major news people are starting to talk about it. The entire Pacific Northwest, the Cascadia fault. And if that goes, that'll trigger the San Andreas, and all of the West Coast could possibly go at once. And then, of course, we're talking about the Ring of Fire and what that'll trigger. We're living in that time where at any moment, things that have been prophesied could just pop off without warning.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm blown away by some of the clips that I've been listening to. And that one particular one that the scientists heard, a creepy sound coming from Earth. It was really, I don't know if you heard it. I sent you the link, actually.
Yeah, but the link didn't work. I tried to find it on my own. The link you sent me no longer worked.
Okay. They must have took it down then, because it's mind-blowing. Let me tell you, it is actually a heavenly choir. It's a song, almost music, a sweet, sweet sound of music that they actually call it a choir. Or the chorus or something like that. And I sat there and I listened to it like three or four times, and I was just blown away of how soothing this music was. And I'm like, this is coming from the earth? And the only thing I started to think of was, is it possible, you know, with the Holy Spirit in the world and the believers all together, is that the sound that the universe hears? I don't know, but I hope you can find this clip that's active where you could listen to it, because you would be blown away. You know, I mean, we've heard some creepy sounds, and some of it's really creepy, you know, sounds like growls and all crazy stuff that we've heard. This is the total opposite. It was a song. It was just unbelievable what I heard for like 30, 35 seconds.
Well, you know, we know that the earth has a resonance, and we know it has, you know, it goes through certain waves, and just like all the planets do, and there's a sound in the stars, and it has to do with the fact that according to the Bible, he holds it all together by the sound of his voice, and that's got something to do with it. But I did some research on that thing with Jersey City, and it is a little weird, but they also claiming, you know, this new building that they built at the World Trade Center, the wind makes noise, and I found the clip for it. I just want to play it, but I want to talk about where this sound is coming from. Now that's traffic. Cars are going by. It's nighttime. Now, imagine living down there and hearing that all night long. And they're claiming, the scientists are saying it's coming from this building as the wind goes through it. Well, I know that area and the area where the World Trade Center went down and all those buildings down there. It's a very, I don't want to call it haunted because we don't use that word, but it's got a lot of paranormal activity because the amount of bloodshed on that part of the island. When the Native Americans were killed, that didn't go along with the deal for Manhattan, that's where they were killed, down toward that tip of the island. There's a lot of blood in the ground. A lot of weird things happening there. I remember showing up at jobs on movies like at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And just, and again, I wasn't a believer then, but I was through the occult, just having a real creepy feeling. But that wind sound coming from the World Trade Center sounded nothing like that other clip. So something else is causing that sound that they're hearing in Jersey City and in Manhattan. I mean, if you think about it, the number of people that died that day on 9/11, I mean, who knows? All these sounds are going on in the world. All these things are happening all around us. And somehow we've got to pay attention to it. Whether it's HAARP, you know, it could be the them bouncing things off the ionosphere. It could be the plate shifting. It could be a lot of different things, but we just have to stay awake. I mean, that's what the show is about, because people are looking for ET. I don't know if I sent you this, Joe, but a Russian billionaire spending $100 million to scan the cosmos for evidence of alien life, with a bonus $1 million contest to decide what to say to them. Yeah, I've got something to say. Give me the $1 million. Bend your knee. Stephen Hawking, the renowned physicist, is working with technology investor Yuri Milner, and they're going to fund something called Breakthrough Listen, a project where scientists are coming together in what's called the most comprehensive attempt to detect signals from extraterrestrials. And this little quote here from Hawking: in an infinite universe, there must be other occurrences of life. Or do our lights wander a lifeless cosmos, unseen beacons announcing that here on one rock, the universe discovered its existence. Anyway, it's time to commit to finding the answer. But he goes on, interestingly enough, to warn that if we do find life, we better be cautious, because they may view us as worthless and insignificant, and the outcome may not be so well for us. $100 million to find life. That I think that we are on the verge of some major unveiling. What do you think, Joe?
I think that's absolutely true. I think that every day, every hour, there's a post. And a lot of it is just, you know, hogwash stuff. You know, you can just kind of sift through it and say, okay, that's a little bit out there. That looks like it's Photoshopped, or, you know, that's CGI. And then every so often you come out with certain articles and you read them and you're like, okay, that's a little bizarre. And how come that's not really being talked about? You know, and it's like you just kind of got to decipher the difference of what is real and or at least what appears to be something. But regardless of what's being thrown out there, that's phony, real, however we want to look at it, it really does feel now that the way the Earth and everything is happening right now, I think something is going to be unveiled. You know, people will say, hey, look, aliens are going to show themselves, or whatever the case is, and however they want to believe it. But something is going to happen. Something is going to change, because I feel like it has to. I feel like to start, like you said, with the dominoes, you know, they fall progressively, and then as it gets toward the end, they really just fall fast. You know, they're flying down. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're at a point that the dominoes are falling, and, you know, something is going to, you know, kickstart this into motion. I believe what's happening, even if we take the scripture, you know, we haven't really seen anything yet, and I believe that. But I also believe that we're in a time right now where something has to kind of kick things in motion. And I think the dominoes, we're on that side of the dominoes starting to really pick up fast. You know, we've passed the slow little falling and it, you know, the spiraling, we've gone through all that. I think we're at a time now where we're definitely three quarters into those dominoes, you know, to fall fully. Now, I do want to see if you can hear this. I don't know if you can. I will send you the link, because I did find it on YouTube. So I don't know if you can hear this, but let me know if you can hear this sound right here.
No, it's not playing. I mean, it's playing, but I'm not hearing it.
Okay, I've got to get you this link, because if I can get you this link, well, you may be able to plug it in before the show is over. But I do agree. And I also think that we're at a time right now, and you've always talked about the same thing. We've talked about it for a long time. People want to know that there's life out there. And this is all I have to say. Could we find, you know, we're desperately searching for life out there. And I always believed, and this was always my opinion, even if there was life, I always throw it out there, even if there was life out there, okay, that does not debunk the fact or the existence of God, because they had to have been created too. See, so you can't look at them as being so, quote unquote, a god, because they too would have had to have been created by the master of the universe, okay? That's how I look at that. Now, I will also say it's the perfect front for the fallen to come in the disguise of an alien. So it's kind of like, it's a no-brainer to me. It's like, we're trying as a society to disprove God so much and throwing so much junk out there to, you know, just kind of cover his name with all the gook that's being tossed out. But it still doesn't happen, because it's still, God still stands the test of time, the very fact that creation is here now on planet Earth. So I think they're frightening times, but they're also really exciting times for believers out there who knows what's in store. It's the unbelievers. It's the people struggling with their faith. It's the atheists. It's the scientists that come out with some of them come out with the most absurd, stupidest things I've ever even heard to try to debunk something or give an opinion on something. I don't even know how they even make money throwing half of the stuff that they throw out there. It's just beyond me.
It's funny you should bring that up, because the next thing I wanted to talk about was they think they have found Earth 2.0. Kepler Space Telescope has revealed a planet that's just right. It's the right size in the right space and circles the star similar to our sun. It's called Kepler 452b, and they believe it can support life. It has the right temperatures for liquid water, 60% larger than the Earth, which NASA scientists means it's got a good chance to be rocky like our planet. It has a slightly thicker atmosphere, and gravity is a little, but I think it would probably have active volcanoes. They, according to them, and I I don't know how they come to this, they don't say. A year of the planet is 20 days later than a year here. And it's 1,400 light years away. It has a sun about the same size as our sun, and temperature as ours, I think, to 1.5 billion years older. The amazing thing, as you read what they say, because now they're talking about, I mean, it would be a place that could, according to the data analysis, plants would photosynthesize perfectly fine. It would feel a lot like home in terms of the sunshine you would experience. And with everything going on right now, with now they found Earth 2.0 or the Kepler 452b, the changes in Pluto, the possibility that there's a planet on the other side of Pluto, which is the mysterious planet X that everybody's been talking about. But the Huffington Post, that wonderfully insightful, I'm going to stop there, place that likes to attack religious beliefs, they had a man named Jeff Schweitzer, a scientist and former White House senior policy analyst. He's got a PhD in marine biology and neurophysiology. Says he writes an article, Earth 2.0, Bad News for God. That's the title of the blog. And it says, if Earth 2.0 is a huge, underappreciated discovery, not because Kepler 452b is unique, for just the opposite reason. And he goes out on a limb here and says, there are likely thousands or millions or billions of such Earth-like planets in the universe. And that's just what you said. They come up with these arguments that have no basis. It's their opinion, and it shows their bias against the Bible, which he goes on to attack. astronomers estimate there are 70 billion to trillion stars. You don't have to be a math wizard to conclude that there are other habitable planets among them. None of the 66 books of the Bible make any reference to life other than that created by God, and he gives them a small g, here on Earth in that six-day period. If we discover life elsewhere, one must admit that oversight. And then he goes on to just completely tear apart the six-day thing, and he begins to mock the concept. Be clear, I'm only talking about the simple existence of life elsewhere. It undermines religion. I leave the question of how religion would accommodate thornier questions like, would such go to the same heaven as Earth life, or the same hell? Or would such life be tainted by original sin, even if not descendant from Adam and Eve? Maybe childbirth would not be painful. He just goes on to attack the whole concept. And I think that's the plan of these revelations as they come now. Because the one thing you and I know, we read these articles. We've been doing this now for 5 years. If it comes out as news today, they've known about it for a while.
Absolutely. And I did read the article you were talking about. It just doesn't make sense to me how scientists come up with that stuff. And you know what, Richard? I mean, we've been studying this for a while. You know, in the beginning, we would get frustrated when we hear people talk about, you know, they didn't believe this or this could have been God. Now it comes to the point where it's just a comedy show to me, because I'll tell you why. You're trying so hard to disprove God and disprove his existence. Just that alone is a red flag that you're hiding something because you know that God does exist. And that's how I feel. They know God truly does exist. It's just that nobody, and it goes back to what you had said many years ago, nobody wants to have accountability. So if they can rationalize in their brain, in their mind, and convince everybody else that God doesn't exist, then you could pretty well do whatever you want and live the way you want, because when you die, there won't be no repercussions. To fight so hard to disprove God at this point and where we are in this age right now tells me right now that you're afraid of knowing that he does exist. And that's where it's going right now. And you know that somewhere down the line, this game, this match that's going on between good and evil is going to draw to that head. And everybody's going to see what's going to be happening or what is to follow after that point. That's why I firmly believe that the last leg of those dominoes are falling right now. It's in motion. Everything is motion, and it's set up perfectly for a counterattack by the enemy to do some sort of crazy sign and wonder that's really going to put things into perspective. And what that may be, it truly might be the aliens. It would have to come. I think that's the perfect way to come through, because if we can improve their existence, if we could see one, if it could be verified out there, then religion as we know it will take a fall. I mean, really take a fall hard, in my opinion, where people will probably not even believe in anything at all and say, these are our gods. And that's where I think we're heading at this point. It's too much in that direction right now to not happen.
That's why I think it has to be addressed from the Genesis 6 perspective. Yes, there are interdimensional beings. Where they come from, we're not sure, but they're not here. And when they do show up, they can take various forms. But this particular person, he ends the blog on a really, I don't want to say high note, but probably a high note for him. He just goes on to say that religious leaders will simply make up that it was compatible with it all along, and they'll sweep it under the rug, and we know that they're going to do that. That's how people are going to view anything we say, which is why I don't try to convince them anymore. that's why I think we do what we do to get the evidence to come back and say, so what is this thing? Yes, it looks like one of your reptilian aliens, but this is in somebody's backyard in Alabama. How's that possible? And I think that's the key to what we do here on the show and the concept of SRT is not, yes, we go out there and we help people and that's our primary mandate, but it's also to expose this stuff so that when the revealing happens, when these things show up and they do what I think they're going to do, the good cop, bad cop routine, the reptilians are going to be the bad guys, and then the Nordic good-looking ones will be the good guys, and it'll all be one big parade. We can stand up and say, excuse me, we want to say something here, fallen angel. You have to be able to approach it that way, but you got to be able to do it from a position of knowledge, and you have to be able to show the evidence. You can't just do like some of the people do on the internet, go on these rambling diatribes about what they think, but they have no experiential knowledge. And so this is coming. This whole Planet X thing is been around for a while. You know, we've talked about it before. It was going to be the 2012 doomsday event, and it did not happen. But the search for Planet X has been going on since 1930. And it was all tied around the discovery of Pluto. But here's what they figured out, or what they believe right now. I don't know if you saw it on the news recently, but now they have the clearest pictures of Pluto they've ever seen before. And apparently there's some trailing behind Pluto, caught up in its gravitational wake, another planet, which they have been calling Planet X. So behind Pluto, as it comes closer to us, as it circles the sun, Planet X could possibly pop out from behind it and create the gravitational anomalies and whatever to us. I don't know. The whole Planet X thing smashing into the Earth, could it be wormwood? Could it be the things predicted in Revelation and all that stuff? I don't know. I've never held much stock in it. But I do know that between the Earth 2.0, Pluto, whatever's trailing behind Pluto, the comets, the meteorites that have all gone by us, all it's going to take is one massive event to trigger those earthquakes we were talking about, to trigger the volcanoes and set off the chain reaction that puts us into the place of the final countdown. We'll just call it that for a dramatic thing. But yeah, I don't know. The reason I want to talk about this, we don't talk about it a lot, but it all seems to be happening at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see. You know, as we get to the end of this year, you know, and we keep rolling into 2016, obviously we're going to have more information report. Here's another bizarre thing. Well, I don't even think it's really bizarre because we're used to it, but, you know, I was at Walmart today, and I had to make a stop. So, you know, we're driving there, and, you know, I'm pulling in, and this guy almost cuts me off, and then I go into the parking lot, and then this other guy comes, he's not paying attention, and then you see people that are walking in with their, you know, they're all ready to shop, they got their carriages, and you know, Debbie said something to me, and she said, what is wrong with people? It really seems that everybody is walking around in this mindless stupor. They're not paying attention to anything. They're just going about their life. They're like zombies. And that's when it hit me, my little light bulb, when you had said to me that sometimes it could be with the shifting of the Earth, you know, over the past few days, a few years, obviously, at this point now, because we talked about this a couple of years ago, that the transmitters or the neurons or something you were saying in a teaching that you were speaking about does affect the brain as far as the brain waves and the frequencies that throws a lot of people off in that slumber. So I guess we could talk about that on a medical scientific level. What seems to me, though, is something supernatural, I believe, is causing that to happen, causing to walk around in that state of a slumber. And we always talk about this kind of like blanket that just seems to be this darkness that are just kind of seeping through everybody's homes and in their lives, and just putting everybody in this state of mind that nobody cares about anything. We're almost at the point where there's like programmed zombies to just do this, do that, do this, you know, wake up, go to bed, go to work, go to the store, get this, wake up, go to bed, and life is just going by, and everything is getting more corrupted. Everything is just getting, it's really, like we opened up with the show, it's really mind-blowing to see all this with your own eyes taking place, and how people are acting, and you know, what they're doing. And, you know, even when we were covering topics years back about, you know, people, you know, murdering their children, Mullick. I mean, it's just like, what causes this to happen? There has to be some sort of chemical reaction in your brain that I believe is triggered off supernaturally. It has to be, because if it was scientific, if it did totally have to do with the earth shifting and the frequencies changing, I don't think it would cause you to do evil. So I think there has to be something supernatural behind that, that's coming into the guise of that. It has to be.
Well, if you hold a magnet up against a speaker, it makes that hum. The speaker, which has a magnet in it, picks up the magnet, begins to give off the feedback. You know that happens if you're on stage, you're in a band, and you put the microphone too close to one of the bigger speakers, or the guitars aren't set up right. We call it feedback, right?
Exactly.
So think about that from a spiritual perspective. We are made up of DNA and electrical impulses and all the things that are designed to keep us alive. We're walking in a world that has those same elements, surrounded by millions of other people who have their own frequency and their own broadcasting. And I'm not talking New Age here, so don't get freaky on me, super religious people. Talking about the natural electronic impulse of your body that's in your blood that keeps your heart beating. Now, you take all of that, now we add the supernatural to it. The veil's thin or non-existent, in my opinion. Now we have that demonic energy into the mix. You know, when we've been to certain places, the EMF radiation that's been transmitted by the entities there can fry your brain for a period of time, can wipe you out physically, where all you want to do is sleep for days. Now, if your body responds to that in that kind of a scenario, what happens when that spills over into the cities and into the homes and into the stadium? And it, you know, we could do shows about this, and I'd like to do them on the road, being able to actually play something using the devices. But the point is this: we're walking in a field that I believe is His resonance, the Lord's, that holds everything together and keeps it alive. And in the midst of that are entities that are either jamming the signal, interfering with the signal, or pirating the signal. That's where people act out. They do things, I don't know why I did that. Why did I do that? Or I've been in situations where you go from zero to 100 and you don't understand, how did that just happen? Meaning emotionally. How did I go from being calm to being so jacked up? And you think, well, I look at it nutritionally. Did I take in too much salt? Is my blood pressure right? But when all the natural answers are gone, you have to look for a spiritual one. You have to look for a supernatural answer to the question. And we're in the midst of that. You turn on the news, the man's inhumanity to man, what people are doing to animals, the slaughter of the life in the sea, the bloodshed, the amount of babies that are aborted every day. we're living in a world right now that there are times I just look up at the sky when I'm outside praying and go, you know what? If you want to burn it, burn it. And I know that doesn't sound right. That's not very spiritual, doesn't preach well. But the truth is, he's really patient. He's being really patient because this planet does not deserve his mercy. That's my opinion.
You know, I always say this, and I don't really say it as a joke because I am serious about it, and which is why, obviously, there is a God, and we could never be God. I could look at us, if I was looking at us from God's perspective, with the mind that I have, not God's, myself, my irrational thinking or my carnal nature, and I would look at this creation, and me personally, I don't know how his patience is so unbelievable, because I would look at it us as just so primal. I would look at us as so with evil intentions. I mean, not all of us, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying as a race, what we've done to this planet, how we have capitalized on this planet, you know, as far as greed and making money and just doing all these things that you just wouldn't expect a creation to do on a planet in the middle of the universe, to be worried about money and greed and lust and sex and all the things that we're being corrupted. Addictions, drugs, alcohol, everything, and you see that, and then you can compare it to an actual creation. You know, when you look, even if you look at the animals and the way they live, and you know, they have, you know, they have a survival instinct. They kill to eat. They, you know, they have a structure, and us as a race of beings is just so out there that I think he could have, should have, probably have wiped us out a long time ago, and yet has showed us love. And that's,
well, that's what,
right, that's the part that's so mind-boggling to me. That I think every day of my life, that's what blows me away the most, is thinking and saying, thank you, God, for not being
what we deserve. Exactly. Yeah, what we deserve. And that's grace. And we know that he's waiting, and it's, you know, he wants everybody to get a chance. And so the time has been forestalled, but it is the condition of this world, what we're seeing, the moral collapse, not just of this nation, but worldwide of the supposedly civilized nations. What's amazing is the less civilized ones have higher morals than we do. Just everything we're seeing, we're heading towards whatever the event is. I did that thing with my fingers. Whatever the event is that causes it all to come together so the prophecy is fulfilled. I saw a story. I posted it on SRT's Facebook page. It's a bizarre story. Body of man found connected to missing woman believed to be human-alien hybrid. Now, this is normally a title that you would see on one of the fringe websites, Before It's News, the places that don't vet their information, that post anything from anyone, it's sensational enough. The amazing thing is this story is coming out of KTLA, Los Angeles. This is a major news story. Now, of course, they probably did it because of the bizarre nature of it and the weird facts, but here's basically what happens. The woman goes missing. Her boyfriend is found dead, his body decomposed in an SUV in the Pacific Palisades. And the reason she didn't report it before she went missing, or her family didn't report it, is he told them that he was a human-alien hybrid secretly working for the U.S. government. So now you say, okay, they're all nuts. Lock them all up, give them good clothes, and some Jell-O. But then they go into his home, and here's what the detectives find. They find 1,200 firearms, handguns, rifles, shotguns, 6 tons of ammunition, a number of SUVs modified for use on different types of terrain, including an amphibious vehicle. They found $230,000 in cash. We can discount this. We can say the man watched too many episodes of Ancient Alien. But when you look at the facts and who's investigating it, and that it's on major news, a couple of things jumps out to me, beside of what was in his home, the amount of weapons and ammunition, the cash and the vehicles. He was working for somebody. And maybe his cover or his misdirection was that he was a hybrid. 2015, a news station reporting that somebody claimed to be a human-alien hybrid was acceptable to broadcast. Think about that. Think about the fact they didn't just say he was delusional, he was deranged. They presented it as his fact.
Right. That's right. And I read that article, and I knew you were going to talk about it. That's why I just kind of let it go. I said, you know what? I know Rich is going to be on this heavy. And it's true. And there's a lot of red flags. And you know what's weird, though, Richard? The thing that, to me, and it may be senseless for me to say it because it could be a rational explanation, obviously, nobody ever showed pictures of this guy.
Yeah, wow. You're right. They didn't post a driver's license picture of him.
Nothing,
they didn't show his face.
Right.
They didn't
even say, "See, this isn't an alien. Obviously, you're crazy."
Right.
Nothing to just let's just hide the fact of all that ammunition and guns were found, and let's not even show the guy because you're going to say what? He was decomposed. You couldn't identify him? Come on.
But he had to have a passport, a driver's license. Yeah. He had an apartment. How did he get the apartment? No, there's something wrong with this story. Beside the amount of 1,200 firearms, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of weapons, maybe more. 6 tons of ammunition, $230,000 in cash, multiple SUVs, of different types of for different types of terrain. Come on, there's a misdirection going on here that somebody decided either A, this guy was actually working for the CIA and we need to throw something into the story like he was a human alien hybrid, but the fact that a major KTLA out of Los Angeles broadcast that fact was so bizarre that it was acceptable. That's the point I'm getting to with everything we've talked about, the whole revealing, everything going on, the signs in the planet. I believe this. I believe it could happen by the end of the year. We have plenty of time, maybe next year. I believe this human-alien hybrid thing is going to become more prevalent, and somebody's going to step forward who's either a scientist or somebody else that they've been messing with, just like they did with Dolly the sheep. And they said, oh, we won't do that anymore. And then we found out that the man kept creating clones. We know that they've been creating hybrids of pigs with human DNA so they can transplant the hearts. You're telling me they're not working on humans? I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. I believe somebody's going to come forward with documentation, maybe in front of a panel with all the white, you know, coats behind them, and announce that they have a human hybrid. Now, whether he's alien, whether he's animal, whatever he might be, he won't be completely human. And then we're going to be off to the races. And I know that makes me sound nuts, but I believe the stories will bear me out that we are on the verge of a shift, a paradigm shift from life to something more than life. Otherwise, why is that man from Russia, Yuri, what is that, Milner, spending $100 million? $100 million. He's a billionaire. It's just a drop in the bucket. And Mr. Milner, if you want to donate that $100 million, I will send you a PayPal place to do that or an address. But be that as it may, people are looking for life elsewhere. They're looking for that supernatural, whether it's an angel, whether it's an alien, extraterrestrial, interdimensional. They don't care. They're looking for it. And I think something out there, the stuff we deal with, is glad to meet the demand.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. We talked about aliens and what people believe they are. And you're right, angels, aliens, however you want to call it. You can look for millions of miles, and you can send all our satellites wherever you possibly can. And more than likely, you're not going to find any sign of life. Not the life that we're talking about. You know, obviously, you could say, well, maybe Mars had water at one time, or does, or whatever it is, you know. But what we're talking about is interdimensional beings. Think about it. They're from another dimension. It's not from space. It's another dimension. And who are they? Are we going to say that they're aliens? Who are these beings? So we know that even if you try as a society to debunk what we call paranormal, or, you know, the supernatural, the unknown, however you want to call it, you want to say aliens, shadow people, whatever. I mean, there's hundreds of terms, but it all originates from the same thing. Beings from another dimension that has found a way, or has always had access to come here to... I don't think anything has really been good that they've done, you know, other than maybe, you know, angels as far as God sending messengers. But take all that aside, what have these beings, what have they done? And they observe us, okay, watching us, however you want to look at it. But I can't help but believe that what they have done, if they've done anything, has all been very negative.
Right.
There's nothing godly about what they've done. So there just comes a time where let's just cut the words out and let's call them for what they are. They are interdimensional beings that, well, let's just take it to Genesis 6. Once again, yep. Genesis 6 pretty well tells it all. That's what they are.
Right. They are the fallen. That's what we call them. They are the fallen, and we've talked about them a lot. And something rolled through me while you were talking. And I'm going to throw this out there to our listeners. And for anybody who's connected with us on Facebook, Joe sent me the link to that video, but I'm not going to be able to download it and put it in the clip collection quick enough. But I'll just put it on Facebook. If you go to SRT Supernatural Response Facebook page, if you don't know where it is, go to the website, supernaturalresponse.net, and click the Facebook icon at the top. When Satan and his angels get cast down at the end because they know their time is short, where are they being cast down from, folks? I teach in my book, it's the heavenlies, the atmospheric realm outside of the earth before you get to the real heavens. If that's where they are, where are they living? Where are they staying? They're not just floating around in outer space because we would have seen it. Are they possibly inhabiting some of these planets in our solar system, and that's where the mythology comes from? It's possible, but we do know that there will come a point that they will be kicked out of that realm and thrown down to Earth. Therefore, they've always been interdimensional. These things that come and go that we see, that we've talked about, that we show the videos to, and hopefully if the Lord allows us, even if it's just as an internet broadcast, begin to take you on the road and show you what's going on out there. They're coming and going. They can't stay here. They have to go back to where they come from. That means they come from one dimension to another. They're fallen angels. They're demonic offspring of the Watchers. And I believe that even some of the fallen Watchers are still out and about, because not all of them got put into the pit. But that's another show. Three minutes left, Joe. Closing thought.
I think this is a very informative show. We touched upon a lot of things that are happening right now. It's not that we've in no way regurgitated anything from a long time ago. I mean, this is new, fresh news. I'm sure by our next show. There'll be more fresh news coming up as well. And I think this is something that we could pretty well follow over the next, you know, few months probably. We're going to see more and more bizarre things, read more crazy stories. And I think that this whole shifting that's done to the planet, to the animals, to everybody at this point, it's only going to get worse. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted on everything and all the current events as we go through the second half of this year already.
Yeah, I know. It's still time. We're going to try to do a show every week, but for some strange reason, it's worked out every other week. Something comes up or something gets in the way. We're going to do our best to be here every week. You can always go to Facebook, find out what's going on. The websites are coming together. I just haven't been able to do my share of it because I've been working on the studio. That way you'll be able to daily go to read a blog or read a story, and we'll start to interact. One of the things that we will do with this video, streaming, the Firefall Network, is allow you to become interactive. Bible studies will definitely become interactive, but there will be classes on the supernatural and dealing with certain things, and we'll begin to train you and help you. But begin to pray. If you pray, hopefully you do. If you don't, we need to talk about that. Pray for a benefactor to take us on the road so that we can go to the places we've been talking to you about. And doing what we do, we have a unique ability to make things come out and play, is to show you what's really going on. So a lot of stuff happening in the world. Stay awake. Don't get caught off guard. I use a term with my boys that keep your head on a swivel, which means don't be blindsided. It's real easy to do. You get caught up in politics and who said what, and it doesn't mean a thing. It's all a show, folks. It's all a show. Eternity is what's important. Where are you going to spend it, and who are you going to spend it with? Whoever's winning politically means nothing to your soul or your eternal, I want to call it. I got a little, my brain went someplace else there thinking about that. It's dark out there, but it doesn't matter how dark it gets, because we're going to shine. We're going to shine the light. We're going to show you what's going on, and then it's up to you to decide. I'm Richard Grund. On behalf of Joe Citrone, all of SRT, this has been Reflections in the Dark on Firefall Talk Radio.